All right, tomorrow, Corby is not going to be here, and he's going to tell us why in just a little bit here. But right now, we got College Football Tuesday afoot.
Maybe I should do that here. Maybe I should, since we want to have fun with the Musers.
We can talk college football with you if you want.
I don't want to talk college football with you.
I was excited.
It's more of a private
thing. George wanted to.
It's more of a private thing that Craig and I do on our off time than, you know, publicly with you people.
No, that's called OU. You were going to use it. You were going to use a bad word.
You were. It's post 3 o'clock and you think you can cuss. No, I want to tell you guys what I'm doing because I think you'll find it fascinating.
By the way, first of all, can we say thank you to you two doing your show out here at our golf tournament? It is wonderful because I know you have the option.
Ryan's
and every year.
Yes, we do. And every year we're here for you. So
you
come
here.
On. Yes. You hear it for us, guys.
So thank you
finally, some recognition for us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Supporting the tournament and Special Olympics.
By the way, did you guys hear what Bob and Dan did?
No.
So you guys have been having this tournament now for how many years?
21. This is the 21st year.
Bob and Dan have been on the station for 14, 15 years?
Well, they make it seem like 30. This is edition 5,745.
Hey, let's replay our first week on the air. We've been here for 30 years.
So those guys have been showing up at this golf tournament no matter where it's been now for 15 straight years. Today, Bob and Dan both go to the station at like 11:30 to do their show. They didn't know they were supposed to be out here.
Did they make it by 12?
This is a major.
Bob made it like in the nick of time. Dan was late because they didn't know they were supposed to be out here.
And, certainly we have some communication.
What about Donnie Dew?
He knew, and he lives right here.
In any case.
They're always here.
Everyone's here.
You knew to be here.
Yeah.
And we appreciate that.
Yeah. Even though you had the option.
Right.
You could have at the last second said
we always check yes.
Yeah.
Even though Ryan's is worried about prizes.
Yeah.
Maybe too much.
I am worried about
too
prizes.
Much. We gave out prizes.
No,
some great prizes.
I don't think you did.
By the way.
My favorite part of the Dunham & Miller Open every year is at the end of it when you guys are having to stand up there in front of everybody and give out the prizes for long drive or closest to the hole or whatever.
Yeah, you missed it.
Hey, do you have the very
I know.
Do you have the very awkward drop that you played at the beginning of the show, Mino, of Mike talking golf or trying to talk golf?
Yeah, one moment.
his golf vernacular is half intentional, half unintentional, but either way it's incredibly funny. The way that he tries to work his way around golf talk.
There are guys over there hitting golf.
He's just not quite there.
That's what he said today?
No, I don't know when that was. So. Like he was just pointing outside a window, and that's what guys were doing.
No, I guarantee it was.
Hitting
golf.
Hitting golf.
Yeah, you hit golf, don't you?
I guess you do.
You hit golf.
All right, so what about golf?
Not really, no.
All right, so tomorrow I'm not going to be here because about, I don't know, this may have been like 4 or 5 months ago we did this story on the air. Just randomly.
Right.
Okay. So during E! News there was a story about how the Foo Fighters had never played Richmond, Virginia. And that is the hometown of Dave Grohl. And Richmond always had wondered, why have you never played here? You know, you were born here and all that. I think he moved at a young age, but whatever. He lived there for a significant amount of time, and the people of Richmond said, you know what, if you're not going to play here, we're going to act like you're playing here. And they went to this website called Tilt. It's like a crowdfunding website where you organize events.
T-I-T?
T-I-L-T.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Your spelling is
horrible.
Abhorrent. So, anyway.
You got it right.
So their goal was to raise X amount of dollars and then somehow get that information to the band to say, look.
This is waiting for you?
Yeah. We can support this show easily if you guys would just come play. Well, they reached their goal of, I don't know what it was, $100,000 or something, and local businesses pitched in. And somehow they got the information to the Foo Fighters, and the Foo Fighters said, it looks like we're playing Richmond. So this was, again, months ago, and we did this story on the air, and we were talking about
this.
And we were talking about this Tilt company. and not really understand. I still don't really understand it. Suddenly we get an email, or I get an email from the guy who started the company. He lives in San Francisco, but he went to Highland Park, and he listens every day still. And
he was part of the ticket club.
He was part of the Highland Park ticket club. Yeah, and he
Matthew Stafford, a former member of that.
Yeah, and he goes, and he was like, "You and Mike came and spoke to our club, and you know I'll never forget it." And blah blah blah. And he goes, "Well, it looks like they're going to play, and so if you want to come to the show, you can come." And I was like, "Well, I'm thinking to myself, I mean, it sounds all well and good, but you know, when the time comes, I don't know." Probably not, but we'll see. Thank you for the offer. And this is my wife's favorite band, by a freaking mile, her favorite band. So I told her about it, you know, and she was like, "Okay, if that happens, we're going to go." Thinking that it was going to be at like the Richmond Convention Center, 18,000 people or whatever.
Could be at the home of the Spiders. Yeah.
Hey, it's his birthday today, bastards. You leave
Treat
Craig,
him right, okay?
Leave Craig Way alone.
What? You leave Craig Way alone? We just said we thought it may be at the Spiders Coliseum.
Okay, yeah, but there was all those affectations of his that you imitate and cheapen.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Anyway, go ahead. So
then all these announcements come out about the Foo Fighters having their own HBO show, which is going to be called Crossroads or something like that, or I don't know. But they basically went to 8 different cities to record one song in each city. And they documented it, and it's going to be an HBO documentary, like an 8-piece documentary that comes out next month, and the album's going to come out too. And this, the Richmond show, got announced about a month ago, and this is the first show. And they're playing at a place the size of trees.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. In Richmond. There's going to be maybe 500 people there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And you got tickets.
And so he invited James Bashara, the guy who started Tilt, invited my wife and I to come out there. And so we're flying out there tomorrow.
This is a baby-making retreat.
Of course it is.
I'm incapable of making children, sir.
That's what you say.
That's what you tell all of us. We don't know.
Yeah, they don't always take.
They don't always take.
So, yeah, we're headed out there tomorrow, flying out early in the morning, and then going to the Foo Fighters show tomorrow night, and then flying back on Thursday morning.
That's great.
I know. I'm
such a rock star.
I'm so fired up.
That is a YOLO trip.
Oh, God, it's a total YOLO trip. Let me tell you something. It ain't easy getting to Richmond.
No, it's not.
Can you go direct?
Yeah, you can go direct, but they ain't fronting no games with them prices.
Yeah. Be careful of walking the streets of Richmond at night.
Maybe that's why they haven't played there.
It's kind of a rough town.
It is?
That's what I understand, yeah.
Well, we're staying right next to the venue, and I don't know. I'm thinking maybe get a little up close and personal with the band.
Yeah.
Have some cocktails.
Are you getting a chance to interview them?
No. Really? I don't know.
You know the guy who's running, was that website again?
T-I-L-T.
T-I-T.
No, T-I-L-T. So
you might be also on HBO, and that means you might win a Golden Globe.
Yeah.
Or get your own series.
This could be huge for you.
You guys are really...
Snake Pit on HBO.
That's right.
Who is that guy in that crowd, man?
Tonight on HBO.
Snake Pit.
Then you hear a Corby scream laugh.
Yeah. Get ready for an all-new Hardline segment.
Now, Danny thinks that I'm going to be spending the entire night hanging out with Dave Grohl and just buddy-buddy.
Knowing you, that'll happen.
Somehow.
Because you are the luckiest man at the ticket.
Yeah,
this will happen.
You'll get backstage to meet Dave Grohl, and Shaq and Switzer will be waiting.
Yeah. Hey, I'm doing a Coach's Cabana here tonight. Yeah. What the hell are you doing here?
And all four of you will go out and drink beer.
Yeah.
With Mini-Me.
No, yeah, you'll run into some friend from TCU.
Is he still alive?
Sorry, all 4.5 of you will go out and drink beer.
Oh, what a great scene that would be. Get up here, Mini-Me. Don't touch me.
Yeah, he'll listen just like Chris did.
I can throw you across the red.
Oh, man.
Man, that's great, Corby.
I know. I'm really, really fired up. Really fired
Maybe
up.
Maybe you'll feel a tap on your shoulder and you'll turn around and be, "Hey, little buddy.
Who's that?
Can't forget me. Don't leave me out of the party."
That's right.
Wait, who are you guys doing?
Yeah.
I'm up here to hang out.
Oh, is that Craig Way? Is that your Craig Way?
Your Craig Way?
No. I don't cheapen the great Craig Way's persona like
you don't either.
Neither do we. We love
oh,
Craig.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure you do.
We don't. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't
about.
Either.
Well, anyway.
But that's a great trip.
There's my story.
That
there's
a great
my YOLO
story.
Trip.
Very cool.
Yeah. So Folliwell will be in here to regale everyone.
Oh, what's going on?
To break down all absolutely. 82.
Yes, all 82 and all 32, however many there are teams right now.
Why don't you guys do that? Why don't you go through the entire Mavericks schedule tomorrow?
Okay. Start at game one.
December 7th, that's Charlotte.
So what do you think?
Yes, that's Char.
And Mike doesn't ever say anything. He just leads him into the next game.
Yeah.
December 9th, New Orleans. Go.
Well, I'll have plenty to say about every game on the schedule.
That's going
to
be great.
What good job, up? Users.
Right.
Good
go,
job.
Thank you for being here. Thanks for being here.
Always.
Have fun.
We're here for you, man.